When computers can beat humans at a strategy game like chess, we sigh and admit that computers can do some things better than the brain. But in games of chance, humans still believe that their gut instincts about a jack of spades or a pair of deuces aren't any worse than some computer algorithm. Until now, anyway. Researchers in Alberta, Canada, made a computer program that pretty much has mastered the simplest version of Texas Hold'em. It's not like in Vegas. This version features only two players and restricts the number of raises, but it's a disturbing trend. Joining me now to explain is Michael Bowling, professor in the Department of Computing Science at the University of Alberta. Professor, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on the program.
What have you discovered here in the nature of your algorithm that allows you to have an advantage over humans in a game of chance?
So what's really new, and our interests are in artificial intelligence. How do we have computers be able to make decisions in areas we normally expect that we need humans to? And while we've known that we've been able to have computers perform very well at games of perfect information, as you've mentioned, like chess and checkers, where all the information is available that you need to make a decision, what's special about poker and special about many decisions that we make on an everyday basis is that you don't have all the information. You're missing the key bit, which is the other player's cards. And so building algorithms that can cope with that, that's what's exciting.
And does it involve you having a huge archive of scenarios that successful poker players have used? Or are you playing the numbers in some way? How do you do this?
So it's not enough to just sort of look at what your odds of having good cards are and knowing what cards are going to come up, or at least the probability that cards come up. I mean, good poker players have all the odds down as well, too. And it's not enough to look at sort of past poker hands. What we actually do is we don't really trust how the humans have played in the past anyway. So what we actually do is have our program play billions and billions, actually trillions, of hands of poker against itself in a sort of training phase. So before it sits down at the table, it's actually sat down at its own table and played for 2 months of poker against itself.
Sat down. Sure. Yeah, right. Professor Bowling. How does a computer, I don't care how many games it's played, know when to bluff and know when to actually play the cards?
So that comes down to actually just having played the game. And so in its trillions and trillions of games against itself, some of those times it will have bluffed when it's playing against itself, and itself on the other side of the cards has fallen subject to that bluff and folded its hand. And so it's determined that, hey, bluffing actually works sometimes. And then it's narrowed down the probabilities and with which hands it bluffs with based on what's worked against itself in the past.
Does it on some level have to kind of roll the dice when it bluffs, that after all the information is assessed, you're really sort of, deciding on the one hand, on the other hand?
Yeah, as you mentioned, poker is also a game of chance. And so we haven't taken that element out of the game. Our program plays what's called a mixed strategy, which means that it actually is probabilistic. It sometimes will bluff when it has bad cards. It will sometimes just fold them. It'll slow play with some probability its good cards. And it's doing this also to protect itself against what the other players can learn about it and take advantage of. And so when we say we have a nearly perfect program, what we mean is that it can't lose to anyone in the long run. And the long run, is on the order of hundreds of thousands of hands, ideally. The more we play, the more high probability that it's going to be a winning player. And that's all we can guarantee. On any given hand, it might get dealt the worst cards, and the right thing to do is to fold them.
Can you use this algorithm online on gambling sites to make a million?
We don't use our program online to play for money. Part of this is just to make sure that the interest and attention is focused on the science. It's also against the terms of service on the online poker sites. So people who are doing it are at least doing it on the down low.
I noticed you didn't mention whether you could or not. Sounds like maybe you could, Professor Bowling.
There is a small number of heads-up limit games, the exact game we play. It used to be quite popular in the 2000s. In the last 5 years, humans have actually gotten very strong at the game, to the point where the difference between the top players at sort of the next rung of players is so small that it's very hard to get a large enough edge on them to overcome the rake of the casino. So it's not as profitable to play this game among human players. My guess is the computer would still have enough edge that it would be profitable if there would be anyone to take them up on it.
But again, it's against the rules, and we should advise against that. Michael Bowling, professor in the Department of Computing Science at the University of Alberta, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.